Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
God's Word is a light to the dark path, living water for the thirsty soul, strength to the weary, salvation and hope to the lost, healing to the sick. Listen to Dr. Kojo Boateng Bempah as he gives clear and straightforward answers to the Word of God, refreshing your soul with impactful teachings of the Bible. Dr. Kojo Bempah is the senior pastor and visionary of Holy Hill Chapel Assemblies of God, an anointed, energetic, and practical teacher, passionate about winning the lost for Christ through God's Word. You're welcome to today's message. Listen and be blessed.
We are praying without season for supernatural manifestation. Help me with a round of applause for our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the owner and the builder of this church. And the Bible also advises us to honor whom honor is due. I'd like us to honor our teaching priest this morning, our prophets in the person of Reverend Dr. Kojo Boateng Bempah. And we also love you, Mommy. We acknowledge you. In obedience to our teaching prophet's word, we have some testimonies this morning. Our sister Abigail testifies of academic success through grace. Amen. In January 2024, while in my final year of senior high school, my father passed away. However, God saw me through school. I completed successfully and passed my WASI exams. I was an average student in school, but to the glory of God, even in such times, and even in the courses that I thought I would fail, I passed them all by the supernatural hand of God. And this can only be God. She is indeed grateful. Our Madam Sandra also testifies of a seed of 3,000 Ghana cedis, yielding 40,000 Ghana cedis. Amen. On my birthday, which is 28th of November 2024, I attended Sons of the Prophet meeting to sow my seed of 2,000 Ghana cedis to Daddy as his birthday seed. And I also sowed 1,000 Ghana cedis to honor the Prophet Daddy, who prayed fervently for me. People of God, just a couple of days after that service, I received 40,000 Ghana cedis as my 40th birthday gift from a friend. This has been my biggest monetary gift yet. As we acknowledge and praise God, yours is on the way. Amen. Indeed, he who gives to a prophet receives a prophet's reward. We also have our sister Rohi testifying of divine provision of 1,600 Ghana cedis. In the month of December 2024, Daddy continuously declared that it will be our best month yet, and truly, God showed up for me. Pardon me. I testify to God's glory that on the 22nd and the 24th of December, I received monetary gifts totaling 1,600 Ghana cedis. I give all the glory to our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We have our final documented testimony by Madam Sandra, who testifies of a one-year visa gotten through the mantle. I applied for a three-month Schengen visa. Those of you who applied for Schengen, you know how hard it is to actually get one, let alone a one-year. I applied for a three-month Schengen visa from the French Embassy in December 2024, and I wiped all my documents with my mantle before submitting them. I picked up my passport on the 3rd of January 2025, only to realize that instead of the 3 months I had paid for, which was 90 euros plus administrative charges, I had been issued 1 whole year. Thank you, Jesus, for this supernatural favor. We have our final testimonies on video. Media, if you could kindly assist with our last two testimonies. Thank you.
I am a final year student at the university, and at the beginning of this semester, I had some financial difficulties.
of which I didn't even have money in my research to pay. I was so blessed that on the 28th of May 2023, I attended the service at Holy Hill Chapel Assemblies of God, where Reverend Dr. Kuja Boateng-Bempa shared a sermon on how when we faithfully sow seed towards the work of God, God also restores and helps us solve our issues. I only had 50 Ghana cedis on me, of which I faithfully sowed that seed, and I was believing God to pay my fees for me. Sincerely, I had an auntie in which I hadn't shared the difficulty of paying my fees with, and generously she paid the remaining balance for me. Additionally, I also received some financial benefit from people I didn't ask for. I want to say that I'm thanking Jesus so much for confirming His word with miracles in my life. I believe in miracles, and so should I.
Time ago, I have to gather money on myself, which is 3,000. And I wanted another 12,000 so that I will add it to the 3,000 to give it to somebody to get me goods. I gathered the money and I gave it out to somebody at the north to give me the goods. It's getting to a year, even 2 years now. The person have not given me the goods. Now that you turn the money back, I have to discuss with my husband. And my husband said, we have to come to our father, Kojo Boateng Bempa. And then we came and he told us that God will pay the money. We gathered courage and faith and with prayers. So we went back home. Some time ago, it was too hard for us to even eat. We could not get money. So we have to come back to our father, Kojo Boateng Bempa, and he gave us envelope. And the envelope, my husband have to use some of the money and do tithe and pray that God should help me so that I will get the money back. Truly, God passed through what just happened. And it was just Sunday that Daddy gave us the money. Monday, Tuesday, the person traveled all the way from Bolka to here. And then when she came, I thought she wanted to take her money from me. I was so panicked, I don't know what to do to myself. So I asked her whether if I can give her a water or something, and he said no. She's here to tell me that God said she should dash me the money. So I believe that is God who has done this. I believe in miracles, so should you.
Me and changing you, we have come. Sunday, first thing is to thank Him for life. Lift your voice. Thank you. Father, we thank you. No, don't thank Him silently. Open your mouth and speak words of thanks. Oh, yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes. I need an encounter with your word. I need an encounter with the living God. Oh, Rabba Shaketoske, Telekatoske. Let me have an encounter with your word. With your word. With your word. Oh, yes.
I want to be.
I want to be.
The month of wisdom, and today, anytime you hear God's wisdom concerning this, God's wisdom concerning this, is simply telling you how God thinks about every issue. And God's method, we learned from last week that there are four types of wisdom. And wisdom simply means way of doing things. We have intellectual, common sense, devilish. Today there are so many devilish ways people want to make money, but it always destroys them. So today we are looking at divine wisdom for financial freedom. What is God's way for financial breakthrough? Has God got anything to say about how one can do well? What is God's wisdom concerning my financial life? Has he got anything to say? Of course, he is the best person to teach us. Because every good thing comes from God. James 1:17. Every good thing comes from God. And money is good. And God is the source. The guy chapter 2 verse 8 says, "The silver is mine, the gold is mine, saith the Lord." The silver is mine. So it is the owner that can teach you how to get it. I don't think anybody can teach you how to operate your iPhone than the iPhone company. If money comes from God, then he can teach us how to be free financially. Isaiah 48 verse 17. Isaiah 48 verse 17. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord your God who teaches you to profit. Look at it. Who teaches you to profit? So the professors are only making commentary. Who teaches you to profit? So when people wonder why people who know God, you see, the investigation people don't do is that most of the people who really became rich were believers. Most of the people whose riches have gone beyond generations. You know, those who become rich 40 days, next time their children are cursed, or you can't trace whatever they have. We are talking about durable riches, like John D. Rockefeller Foundation. Now look at people, the way they are behaving today. You go and kill somebody to get money, you will be killed. You join some secret society, everything secret is not correct. God's secrets are open secret. Everybody can look at it. By the time you have a secret nobody knows, you are working with the devil. By the time you have a secret, you can't explain it in public, you are working with the devil. God's secret is an open secret. We don't hide it. We don't hide it. That's why we share testimonies, for you to know. You can use the same method. You heard the lady saying that, "I sold 3,000 and got 40,000. Open secret. There's nothing like cover secret. No. And the secrets of God are not appetite. It's not for white people. It's not for brown people. God does not do tribalism. What I show one, I show all." Mark 13:37. There is no difference between the Greek and the Hebrew, the black And the rest, the same Lord unto all, is rich unto all. Peter speaking in the house of Cornelius. He said, God is not a respecter of person. It's not because he likes you because you are an infant. Mm-hmm. He likes you because you are an American. No. Whosoever does what he teaches will see what he sees. So we are looking at divine wisdom. Pay attention so that you don't say that, oh, this pastor, what are doing, what are... Somebody is a pastor. He doesn't see. Because it has to do with revelation. Discovery. This week we have vision conference. Many of you were not here. I don't know whether you listened to it or you just decided to stay in your house. What you are looking for is what we are sharing in the church. He said, oh, come to me, all those of you who labor and are heavy weighted, and I will teach you. People will not listen to him. They are trying their own method. And it doesn't work. So Isaiah 48, 17 says, I can teach you. So every point I show the scripture. Because I'm not the one teaching. I'm showing you what God taught me and what he has taught others and what we are working in. I'm the one who teaches you how to profit. So if you are looking for profit, sit down under the feet of Jesus. Who leads you by the way that you should go? So he shows you the direction. God can't help you if you disobey his leading. God can't help anybody. You can cry blood. If you don't follow what he's showing, you will not see what he has given. You don't follow what he's showing, you will see what he has given. So, his word is his wisdom. So, God's word provides a covenant platform for financial freedom. God's word provides the covenant platform. The secret of financial freedom and breakthrough comes from God's wisdom. Many financial institutions have failed. Many schemes have failed. Many number one and two have failed. Even banking systems failed. But the word of the Lord abides forever. I beg you in the name of the Lord. Don't think we are joking at the altar. Or the pastor is saying some things, whatever. This is the truth of the truth. Nothing can shake it. Inflation can't shake it. Bad governance can't shake it. If a church is correctly positioned, no amount of economic shaking can shake it. Forever, O Lord, that's how solid God's word is. Forever, O Lord, the word is settled. They can insult us. It doesn't mean anything. Me, when I see a revelation and I jump on it, you can say whatever you think. It doesn't move me. What I'm looking for is result. And once I'm getting the result, I don't care what people think. Many people's opinions are stupid opinions. Bogus opinions. They have not proved it, but they are sharing it. Because that is what society seems to think. We are not preaching what somebody is thinking. We are preaching the thought of God. And as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my thoughts. Don't let God tell you anything and you go to any human being for confirmation. Final. I can teach you. People have not believed it. Oh, we go to learn economics in Lagos, but when we come to church, the pastors are collecting offering. You don't know what you're talking about. I am the one that teaches thee. Listen, I've gone to school. All the school you people are going, we have gone some. But nothing has prospered me than kingdom principles. I studied accounting until I couldn't understand it anymore. No law of accounting has beaten this scripture. Now let me tell you, the thing they teach us, they are teaching us how to manage what God has given us. in case you don't understand. How to manage. You cannot be an accountant without money to count. So you got to get the money first. Okay. Let me leave you here. Now, Proverbs 8:18-19. The secret for financial freedom and breakthrough comes from God's wisdom. Of course, you can join a secret society. I don't have a problem with you. But you will die. Your children will die. Your generation will be destroyed. Satan has no generational future for anybody. He only have generational curses. Go and sell your mother. Go and change figures and start stealing. Money for hospital, use it to build a bungalow. You will die inside the bungalow. Trypanosomiasis. And all the money you stole is for hospital. You use it to build a house. Sickness will visit you in the house. And nobody call us and nobody can tell us what to say. We are God's mouthpiece. We tell you the truth of the truth. Proverbs 8:18, look at it. Now, let me start from verse 1 so that you know who is talking. Let's go to 1. Proverbs 8:1. Does not wisdom cry out? And understanding lift her voice. Look at it. Wisdom is crying. So all this shouting, wisdom is shouting. And understanding lift her voice. Hey, come. Come, let me show you. Let me teach you. Let me show you. Let me teach you. Wisdom is crying out. Look at verse 2. She did her stand on the top of the high hill. And beside the way, where the path meets, wisdom is crying. Come here. Come, don't use that method. Come here. Pass here. Come here. Wisdom is crying out. She cries out by the gate. And at the entry of the city. And at the entrance of the door. Now, one of the things wisdom is shouting. Let's jump to 18 because of time. He said, riches and honor are with me. Wisdom is calling us. You want riches? Come to me. You want honor? Come to me. Enduring riches. That's the money that you get, that stays. That stays. It's not after you are dead. Your children are begging. You yourself, you beg before you die. So we are not talking about getting something today. Something that stays with you. Riches are with me. Enduring riches and righteousness. Verse 19. Wisdom is talking. My fruit is better than gold. Yes, than fine gold. My revenue than choice silver. Wisdom is crying. Now, we understand that the beginning of wisdom is the beginning of financial freedom. Where wisdom begins is where your financial freedom begins. So when you start getting God's wisdom concerning any matter, the blessing of that matter has begun in your life. The beginning of wisdom, the Bible says, is the fear of God. Reverence for what he says. Psalm 111 verse 10. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. The reverence for what God says. The fear of God simply means respect for his word. Reverence for what God says. Don't mind the pastor or whatever, all these people, whatever they are saying, whatever. You are finished. The reverential fear that I show you the scripture, you say, this is what God is saying now. I'm going to live by this way. That's where your blessing begins. The fear of God is to move away from sinful ways of the world. Their wicked ways of getting money must be avoided. So I saw something I preached on social media and I will say that God doesn't need your money. Say, why am I saying that? That is what I'm saying. That is what I'm saying. Water will never need ice block. Because ice block came out of water. Water will never need ice block. Well, without water, there can't be ice block. But without ice block, there can be water. People don't want to hear the truth. The wicked way of getting money must be avoided. Jeremiah 17:11. Wisdom is talking. As a partridge, bruised, but does not hurt. So is he who gets riches and not by right. He's using other methods. It will leave him in the midst of his days. And at the end, he will be a fool. Say yes, wisdom. Say yes, wisdom. You're going to steal money, you bought a car. You are driving a moving coffin. That car will kill you one day. Except you repent. Except you repent. Anyone that makes you feel God needs your money is a very dangerous person teaching you. Okay, God needs it. So then let me get it and give it to him. No. If you like die tomorrow, whatever God is doing, he will do. Many have died. Has it stopped any program of God? No. Let's straighten our thinking. Even if God tells you give, it's an opportunity to advance your own life. The lady gave 3,000. He got 40,000. Now who they lose? Now who they bokeh? It be God. Is it the one that gave the 3,000 or the one that gave 40,000? So it is even costing God. It's not you. Let's think straight. Jeremiah 17:11. Let me read it in another version, NIV. Let me see what NIV says. So we understand. Move away from crookedness. NIV. Like a partridge that hatches eggs, it did not lay. As those who gain riches by unjust means, when their lives are half gone, their riches will desert them, and in the end, they will prove to be fools. I'm not the one saying it. I also read it. So I'm trying to make sure I don't go in this direction. I don't know if Message Bible has something nice to say. Message, say something. Like a cow bear that cheats by laying its egg in another bear's nest. It's the person who gets rich by cheating. When the egg hatch, the deceit is exposed. What a fool he will look like. This is God's wisdom. Now therefore, we must do it God's way according to his word. God shows no partiality. You are a pastor. You go crooked. You are going to end crooked. No matter who you are whatever. You go crooked. You end crooked. So we want to find out in God's wisdom, how do we get out? As the wisdom secret of financial freedom is revealed to those who fear God. Now, Psalm 25 verse 12 says, God showed the secret to those who fear him. And remember, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. So, wise men know the secret to financial freedom. Who is the man that fears the Lord? Him shall he teach the way he chooses. So, to fear God gives you access to the secret of God. Go to verse 14. Verse 14. The secret of the Lord, anytime we see the secret of the Lord, that's God's wisdom. God's wisdom is with those who fear him. And he will show them his covenant. Look at it. The covenant is not for those who attended Legon. The covenant is not for political leaders. The covenant is for those who fear God. So you don't fear God, there are things you may never see. You keep on deceiving yourself, deceiving yourself, deceiving yourself. The secret of the law is with girls who fear God, boys who fear God, leaders who fear God, pastors who fear God, church people who fear God. It's not for anybody. So, we are going to look at operating in wisdom is the way to durable riches that guarantee financial freedom. I'll just show you. Proverbs 8:1. Do not wisdom cry. Verse 18. Durable riches. He said, my revenue is better than silver. Don't think about what you will eat today. Think about something that can continue from generation to generation to generation. Now look at something. Psalm 112, verse 1. Look at it. Praise the Lord. Blessed is the one who fears God. It brings you here. Anytime you see the one who fears God, that's a man of wisdom. Blessed is the man of wisdom who delights greatly in his commandment. Look at the result. Verse 2. Quickly, and increase the fund for me. His descendants will be mighty on earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Not you alone, generation. So we are talking about generational blessings. A blessing that stuck with you. It's not you. The money that you get today, tomorrow, your child has a cha-cha. Next time, one of your child, his leg is caught. No! That's not what we are talking about. His descendants shall be mighty on the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Verse 3. Wealth and riches shall be in his house. It's not passing through. It will stay. I pray for anybody hearing me. The blessing of the Lord coming upon you will stay in your house 70 years, 80 years, 90 years, 100. I didn't hear amen. I said nothing. If the blessing of your father stay, you will not be where you are today. Some of us met zero blessings. Zero. 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 No plot of land. When your father died, there was nothing to share. A car no more share. They share a car. When they gathered the children, what were they sharing? They were sharing debt. That will never be the portion that after your death, your children will gather to share debt. Many people's hands are down. Lift your hands. I want to prophesy to your future. You will not leave a debt for your children. Every good man leaves inheritance for his children. And some people die. You see children are scattering all over the place. They are not going to look for money to Abba. Like many people go to church, but they lack wisdom. Many are in the church, but God's wisdom is not operating. Where real wisdom is operating, wealth and riches. I see you living 10 acre land for your children. Let the amen be a big one. I see you living houses for your children. Tap your neighbor and say, think in that direction. Think in that direction. You are even coming to Accra. You don't even know one family member you can even fetch. Somewhere managers of big company. So stealing. Somewhere stealing somebody's wife. The curses have been procured. By the time you are a married man, you have another girlfriend in Lagos. That's somebody's wife. Oh. That little girl you are molesting. You out there don't think straight. When the accounting teacher, you say you are not one. You are not one. What you are managing, is it your own? Let every man has one wife. Any other chicken or cocoa makes you a thief. And the curse of the Lord is in the house of a thief. Zechariah 5. Any chicken or cocoa. Because that chicken will one day become somebody's wife. What are you doing with what belongs to someone else? The curse of the Lord is in the house of a thief. Zechariah 5. People are not happy with their word. That's why we are preaching. Now hear me. Solomon was the wisest man and was the richest man. It shows you there is a relationship between wisdom and riches. There is a relationship. You cannot be wise and be broke. First Kings 3, 12 and 13. The Lord said to Solomon, behold, I've done according to your word. See, I have given you a wise and an understanding heart. So that there has not been anyone like you before you, nor shall anyone like you arise after you. No one shall be like you. I've given you wisdom. Somebody shout, wisdom is a gift. Say it. Say it and convince yourself. Say, wisdom is a gift. And lift your hand and say, Father, Give me wisdom. Pray for it. Give me wisdom. You see, anything given is a gift. So don't be a fool when it is a free gift. When I've given you wisdom, look at the next thing that follows. Verse 13. I have also given you what you have not asked. Because they are twins. Kakra and Penny. Both riches and honor. If you see rare twins, they are moving together. Not the fake one. I gave you wisdom. Wisdom can't walk alone. And I also gave you riches. I pray for somebody here. With all this wisdom wealth that God is downloading upon you, you'll be the richest in your father's house. You'll be the richest in your mother's house. Now, understand this. In 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 21, look at the effect of wisdom on Solomon. 1 Kings 10:21. 1 Kings 10:21. All King Solomon's drinking vessels were gold. And all the vessels of the house of the forest of Lebanon were pure gold. Not one was silver. For this was not accounted as nothing in the days of Solomon. The man was so blessed that silver was useless. Hey! He was loaded to the overflow. And I'm speaking to a modern 2025 Solomon who is about to be raised by God, who is about to be lifted by God. If that person is here, let me hear a sounding amen. Amen means let it be, Lord, let it be. Solomon made silver very cheap. The days of opening the back of the president and drawing like a child drawing mother's breast milk is over. The days of going to a hotel and stealing the soap inside the hotel. The days of wearing one singlet for 2 weeks without washing it is over. The days of eating expired biscuit, expired in June 2024, is over. And I release upon you the wisdom that makes people financially free. Anyone who didn't say amen, you just missed a touch from the angel. I say, I receive the wisdom that makes me financially free. You have heard about rich families, but you are going to start one. Prophesy to your friend, you are also going to start one. It's not always going to be people. You will start one. Very soon. They say that is David's family. Mm-hmm. They will be very, very rich. Now understand. Divine wisdom is a gift. Say it's a gift. So anybody can ask for it. Now listen to me carefully. Anybody can ask for it. We need to ask for it so we can take wisdom steps into financial abundance. 1 Kings 4:29. Look at it. 1 Kings 4:29. And God gave Solomon wisdom. That tells you it's a gift. He didn't say he went to school, he became wise. Mm. God gave Pastor Les. God gave Apostle Ben. God gave Yasmin. God gave. Put your name there. God gave. Put your name there. God gave. God gave. God gave. God gave. It's a gift. You can ask for it. My boy, the post says to me, is I used to pray for wisdom. I used to pray for wisdom. And the Lord said to me, David, you will not go the way other men have gone. Send for my servant Adeboye. He will come and lay hands on you. And you will be filled with the spirit of wisdom. He has never met a man of God before. Say, send for him. He come and lay hands on you. Because Deuteronomy 34 says that Moses laid hands on Joshua. And he was filled with the spirit of wisdom. But that's not what we are talking about. That's how wisdom is transferred. Daniel 1:17. Look at Daniel 1:17. When I saw it's a gift, I became excited. Anybody can get it. So don't say, whatever. Please, speaking English is not wisdom. Apostolism, commensalism, cocosalism. Montoman Otebrafun. That's not wisdom. Daniel 1:17. As for these four young men, where are the young men? All the young men, anybody under 80, you are not 80, you are a young man. Lift your hands here. You are there, put your hands down. This is your 55. You say you are old man. Can a corporal is 88 years old? He can pray for 6 solid hours. Stop threatening us that you are an old man. Any small thing, do you know my age? Stop that. Why are you going with your age? Daniel 1:17. As for this young man, God gave them knowledge and skill in literature and wisdom. God gave, and I received. God gave, and I received. From today, you are the wisest person in your family, wisest person in your office, wisest person in your father's house, wisest person. So it is a gift that can be given. Now listen to me. Somebody will wake up tomorrow morning, you are going to walk in strange wisdom. Only by tomorrow, after hearing this message. God gave. That makes me excited. I'm not disadvantaged. But remember, divine wisdom is the heritage of God's children. So you must be born again to access it. If the person is not born again, he's using earthly wisdom, intellectual wisdom, whatever. It's the heritage of God's children. He said, wisdom is justified of his children. You need to be born again. At the time, a rich man is sleeping with 3 women at the same time. Wisdom is not there. Presently, they say that you sleep with one woman once, you lose 1 pound of blood. For those of you whose man, I'm going one round, you are going which round? You better settle. People don't know. Every woman, everyone, every time, 1 pound of blood. Keep on serving your blood. Many have died lack of wisdom. But they won't find out. Today there are bitters. Go drink it and go and have sex. Continue. People don't know secrets. So, what are the wisdom secrets for financial freedom? Now that we have established that, by the wisdom of God, you come into financial freedom. What are the wisdom secrets? Now, before, Job 29:4-6, in the King James, Job, everybody knew Job was rich. In fact, he was the richest man in the East. If it is today, Job will be the richest man in the whole of Asia. China, India, whatever. All the people in the East, he was number one. And he was a man of God. He was the man that feared God. So wisdom was flowing. And here he tells us his secret. Put it in Old King James. I want to see some words. As I was in the days of my youth. In other words, when I was a young man. The secret of God was upon my tabernacle. God showed me secret. That's what Job is saying. He showed me wisdom secret. Look at verse 5. When the Almighty was yet with me, all my children were round about me. Then he says something very powerful. When I washed my steps in butter, the rock poured me out rivers of oil. The rocks doesn't give oil. He's trying to say that even in difficult places, I broke through. Even in difficult places, the rock poured me out rivers of oil. In the name of the Lord Jesus, 2025. Wherever men don't do well, you will break through. You will break through. Let the enemy hit the ceiling. You will break through. Yeah, nothing works here. No. By the wisdom of God. He said, there is a path that the vulture doesn't know. The falcons I have not seen. He said, man doesn't know. It's not in the land of the living. Only God knows it. So when you hang around with God, he shows you things professors don't know. He shows you things doctors don't know. He shows you things economists don't know. In the days of my youth, the secret of God was upon my tabernacle. Everybody lift your hands right now. This preaching is a ministration. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, show me what I don't know and give me a breakthrough others have never had. Show me! Mature people pray, show me, show me. Little children, give me, give me. Show me! Because anything you see remains with you forever. It remains with you forever. It remains with you forever. Somebody checking certain details in our whatever said that we don't know what this your church is doing. No? We don't know, but the church seems to walk in under some strange. They say, but it's not strange. It's revelation and secret. I know what to do in January. I know what to do. I know what to do. I find out what to do. People, if you are talking, I won't mind you. I try to walk on the covenant highway. So, wisdom secret number one. Now, understand that financial abundance is secret made. You will never lack if you discover wisdom secret. So, wisdom secret number one, recognize God as your source. Many don't recognize him as a source. My hard work is my source. You are wrong. The country I live in is my source. Man of God, if only I can go to America, go and come. Let us compare those. Many have gone and come. If only I can go to Dubai. Recognize God as your source for financial supply. Psalm 145. Psalm 145, verse 14 and 15. The Lord upholds all who fall and raises up all who are bowed down. He's the one who can raise you from poverty. 15. The eyes of all look expectantly to you. And you give them their food in due season. Only God can do that. He said last week they have to reduce their independence, their budget. Because there's no money. So wisdom demands that let's start cut things. But some people, even when there is no money, they go do them the same way they do. Sometimes you see a poor man. Oh! You see a poor man who doesn't want to reduce his budget. It's every afternoon when I eat, I watch it, I buy egg. Today, I don't have a... Madam, borrow me some egg. The day you don't have egg, it means don't eat egg. Poor man no go gree. You check African government expenses. More than that, the people who give us money don't spend the money the way we spend money. Not lack of education. We have DDDWQQZ, Zubi Zeke, Professor, Doctor, Emeritus. And yet the school, people don't have a place to sleep. Lack of wisdom. Knowledge plenty, wisdom zero. God is the one. He will give them their food in due season. Nothing. Philippians 4:19. Recognize him as your source. Inside. You sit down and say, from today, God is going to be my source. You advise yourself. For my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches. Only God. People can supply some, but God can supply all. He must be your supplier. When I need money, I don't call people. I call God. And I do what scriptures have shown me to do. 1 Corinthians 8:6 from the Amplified. The first key. Do you recognize God as your source? Or you think your job is your source? Your husband is your source? Your wife is your source? Your uncle in Wasapian is your source? The day your uncle will die, you will know. The day your uncle call you, they just sack me. You will know. Yet for us, there is one God. The Father, who is the source of all things. Full stop. I won't continue. He is the source of all things. We exist for him. Now what? We exist for him. Look, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things that have been created. And we believers exist and have life and have been redeemed through him. Who is your source? Somebody shout, Jesus. Now, if you truly believe it, you will not miss church service time to go and meet somebody somewhere. Mm-hmm. Some people, Sunday morning, you put $10,000, they will miss church. $10,000, man, what nonsense. I'm going to collect it, come and pay my tithe. You are wrong. Stop using tithe to threaten us. You are wrong. Tell your friends, stay connected to Saul. Stay connected. Key number two. So as you are walking, you are even teaching your children, believe God. If you need something, even though you tell mommy, believe God. It's not only mommy who can give you. It's not only mommy. Wife, stop turning your husband into your source. Every day, since I'm married, he's not giving me anything. Did we tell you we'll give you something? Did we tell you we'll give you something? We are all enjoying life. What is the problem? Mm-hmm. And since you made your husband your source, then your resources are limited. Because every human being is limited. But when God becomes your source, unlimited resources. Very soon, all the wives, when they come from, oh, somebody gave me something. Oh, somebody. How many wives would like to be saying that? Somebody gave. Please, and when you come, report yourself. Oh. Report yourself. Women normally don't report. So that we all give thanks to God. Mm-hmm. You do it on my behalf. Well, God will bless you now. And they say, Papa Kofi, you know that there are some bills to pay. No. Next time, by the time we come, you have cleared all the bills. So until now, what happened? You say, the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Huh? Your husband now starts fearing you now. He say, hey! Now I know if I'm not there, this woman will survive big time. And when he's now talking to you, he's careful. Like if you are collecting moko, sheto, panties, handkerchief, abba. The man says, also I'm your source. Okay. Stand up. Sit up. We don't treat God's children like that. Don't make any man your source. They will put you in bondage. African governments are under bondage of the foreigners. Stand up! Hey! Do that! Even though it's not good for their citizens, they have to do it. The Ghanaians, nobody should go to the toilet twice a week. Then they announce, hey, there is a new policy. Somebody somewhere, remote control, from today, every remote that anybody is using to control you financially, I declare it destroy. I release you to be free financially. You give the offering you want to give, you give the tithe you want. Anytime there is a project, you give your portion. Your husband will not be your source, your wife will not be your source, your company will not be your source. God! Who can believe God for that? I saw a certain man complaining that his wife bought a Range Rover. Why are you not celebrating? He pays you. You just say, oh, there will be a owner of his own better movie. And yes, you must have. These days, the ladies are going to drive the Porsche cars. The trouble is down. I'm going to change my prophecy. I'm going to change my prophecy now. Mm-hmm. But please, even if you get the Range Rover, still be humble. Or stay where wisdom says stays there. Key number two. If you want to do well by the wisdom of God, it is wisdom to trust God. He's the only one who never runs down in resources. Number two, key number two, believe and trust him for all your financial needs. Recognizing him is one thing. Believing and trusting him is another thing. Don't have alternatives. Genesis 12:22. He wanted to dash Abraham money. He said, carry your nonsense money, go. And Abraham said something. He said, I've lifted my hands to the Lord. And I won't let anybody take the credit. Abraham said to the king of Sodom, I have raised my hands to the Lord, God Most High, the possessor of heaven and the earth, that I will take nothing from a thread to a sandal strap, and that I will not take anything that is yours, lest you should say, I have made Abraham rich. And he said, nobody will take the credit. God, I'm going to trust him. 1 Timothy 6:17 said, tell those who are rich not to trust in money. Money has wings, it will fly. Command this, those who are rich in this present age, not to be haughty. So there is another age. We are not only here. There's another age. The word age means wealth. In this present world, those who are rich, warn them. Not to trust in uncertain riches. So riches are uncertain. It's here today, you move here tomorrow, it's here today. But by the wisdom of God for you, it's going to stay in your house. But in the living God. So you see, there are two places you can put your trust. Either you put it in paper or God. Don't trust in paper. Trust in God. Say, tell them. Warn all the rich choristers. Warn all the rich people in the house of God. Not to trust in riches, but in the living God. Who gives us richly all things to enjoy. So, believe and trust. Father, I have this bill to pay. In the name of Jesus, I receive this money. You pray to God. Father, I need to do this project. This is your seed. Please multiply it and grant me favor. You go to God. Don't do anything. You see, people come here. They say, open the door for me. They come to kneel at the altar. They bless their prayer. Lord, I'm trusting you for this. That's what those who believe God, that's what they do. Key number three. You see, God gets happy. Prophet Allen, God is happy when you come to him demanding for help. Don't try to look as if you don't need the help of God. You become an endangered species. I don't need God. I don't need God. I heard recently somebody saying, when we go to church, he doesn't go to church, but he said, when we go to church, we spend 1.5 hours. Mm-hmm. So somebody asked him, when you go to disco, how many hours do you spend? Let's leave them. Number three, engage the wisdom of hard work. Everything you are doing, do it hard. If you are preaching, preach with diligence. You are ushering, usher. You sell pure water. Sell it, not with lazy attitude. God does not like lazy people. Be committed to the work that God has entrusted into your hands. You are selling mangoes. Stay by what you are selling. Don't be moving around. Stay on your job. Why? Out of that work, you produce seed for sowing and saving. These are the two ways you get rich. The word saving means investing. You produce seed. First, you produce seed for sowing and saving. So you have a responsibility to play. Every faith that makes only God responsible for what happens to you is an irresponsible faith. Proverbs 14:23. In all labor, there is profit. So those of you that don't have any work to do, my friend, you better jump up tomorrow. Go and sell matches. Start from matches. One day you'll be selling cars. Because you need a seed to sow. Create a seed, and you create a seed through working. Mm-hmm. In all labor, go to somebody's house and wash the toilet instead of sleeping. Everybody, Zoom live, Zoom. Go and ask them. Who told you tearing gutters make a millionaire? Yes, you are seeing one. You are seeing one. Because of pride. Many, why are you not working? He's looking for a white collar job. White collar job. Money has no color. There's no white money. There's no white color money. Do something, boy. In all labor, the only thing you are not permitted to sell is human beings. Do something. Go to somebody and say, I want to come and wash your car for you every weekend. They'll give you something now. Proverbs 10:4. He became a poor. Now, it is wisdom to work. You are not working, you are not wise. Every human being is made to contribute to humanity. You are not contributing anything. Next time, Awudomi will be your direction. If you don't want to contribute to humanity by working, let us dig your grave. You are wasting oxygen. Everybody should work. He who has a slack hand, that's a lazy hand, become poor. Look at it. Wisdom is talking. This is the book of Proverbs written by Daddy Solomon, the wisest man. Nobody was wiser than Solomon. So wisdom is talking to us. But the hand of the diligent make rich. Put it in Message Bible. Let me see what Message is saying in Americans. Something funny. Sloth makes poor. Diligence brings wealth. Simple. Do you know a sloth? A sloth is an animal. It can take a sloth 1 year to move from here to there. So in America, when you are driving and you meet a sloth in the middle of the road, you have to stop and go and carry her and put her. You kill her till you have a problem. It's not here. If it was here, you went down to somebody's pursuit right now. Tell your friend, don't be lazy. Work hard. Produce seed for sowing and what? Saving. You don't sow, you can't enter overflow. You don't save, you can't multiply your riches. So even a student can be rich. What's my last scripture for that? Look at Ephesians 4:28. It said, let he that steal no more. So stealing is not permitted. But let him work with his hands. Let him that stole steal no longer. But let him labor, working with his hands, what is good, that he may have something to give. Because when you give, your resources will multiply. There is another scripture. Ecclesiastes 11. If you watch the person sitting beside you sleeping, he has fallen into this point. He says, wake up, poverty is coming. Wake up, wake up. You can't be sleeping on Sunday morning. Wake up. We are in the school of wisdom. Wake up. Cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it after many days. Now, you will never understand what he's saying. NIV. Let's read it from NIV. Ship your grain across the sea. After many days, you will receive a return. Next verse. Invest in 7 ventures. Yes, in 8. You do not know what disaster may come upon the land. You put some money here. Put some money here. Put some money here. Put some money here. Not number one. You put some money there. You put some, before you hear, you go to invest in it. Go to proper bank. Go to proper bank or some insurance company. Instead of doing some fiche fiche, I have to pay some dangerous debt for some 2 people in the church. They went to borrow money on the internet. What do you see on the internet? They are coming to catch me. They should catch you and catch all your family members. You go to internet and they say they are borrowing money. But because it's very cheap, it's a cha-cha-cha-cha-cha. And the money comes. Woo! Light has come, burdens are lifted. The devil is a liar. Easy English translation, Ecclesiastes 11. I want you to know that we don't just come to pray. We do a lot of research. I know what every Bible is saying. Did you? Easy English. There is something it says, okay? Cast your bread upon the waters, you'll find it after many days. Go to verse 2. Give a portion to 7 and even to 8. For you do not know what disaster may come upon the earth. Now, another translation says, invest your money in other things. Invest your money in what? You don't know where to invest. I have some insurance people here. Go and see them. You see, when you are in a church and you need something, ask the pastor. Some of you don't know that everything you need, you can find one here. You need an MC, I have somebody there. You want to build? There's a contractor there. You want food? There's a food, whatever there. You want seed for the wedding? Ultimate is there. Find out from this, my twins. They can help you. But you just greet them. Hello? Are you? Good morning, good morning, good morning. Anything that I've not been trained to do, I won't do. I will find those who have been trained to do. That's wisdom. That's wisdom. So, invest. Work hard. Get money. Invest. As a student, you can start investing 10 cities. So. You see? Those who want to be rich just in a day are thieves. We build riches over time. Kakra, 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 kakra. Then you go. Do you have a savings account? Okay, let's put savings somewhere. Any investment, even if they say 2% increase, is good than nothing. Now let me show you another method. If you hear they are buying a land somewhere, that's not Accra land, I don't like. Any other place where there's no trouble. Accra, they fight too much. Go to Kumasi, buy a land. Go to some village, whatever. Leave it. You see, you will be surprised in 5 years' time. Mm-hmm. Very cheap. Don't buy in Accra. It's not your level. Go far. If you like the land, when you buy, don't do anything on it. Because it's not even easy to sell a house, but easy to sell a land. And there are certain type of houses, when you build and you are selling it in emergency, you will die before they buy. You go and build a big house, 17 bedroom, it's not a hotel too. Because of 1940 thinking. And that place that you build that 17 bedroom, can today build 3 houses? Street, street, street. You don't know. Buy the land, leave it. Another method. Building a house for renting doesn't give you money early. Build it and sell it. Or leave the land. People come for it. So go to your village. The money that can buy one plot in Accra can give you 1 acre. Leave it. You see, within 1 year, that thing is going up. Accra will teach you economics. Let me continue my preaching. This one is not today when we went. Pastor was teaching investment. Mm-hmm. Number 4. I have people who can teach you business. Kwablan is there. He show you banking strategies. Let me stay with my Bible. Mm-hmm. Okay. Number 4. Now, so what I'm saying, that nobody should be lazy. That you wake up, you are 11 o'clock. Even your tongues, God will hear you. This is lazy tongues. People wake up 4:30, they start driving from Adenta to 11 a.m. The angels have gone back. Wisdom key number 4. Engage the wisdom of Titan. Engage the wisdom of Titan. Now, see. Now, this is, now you are now bringing the supernatural. Now, listen to me carefully. You have work. You've gotten something. How many of you did most investment go bad? One guy told me, he showed me his investment this thing. He was trading on the forest. The thing went to 450,000. Instead of drawing the money, he said, oh, tomorrow it will go to 500. The next day, 3,000. Ubiti menya shock. So now, to protect the money that came through hard work. Listen, when you understand tithing, I'm one of the dangerous tithers, the whole Ghana in this AG church. If they are counting, if they count two, I've seen the report. It's not that. People say, where is he getting the money to tithe? I saw this thing. He said, you see, so now you have worked, you have gotten the money. How will you protect this money now? How will you even know? If I put my money here, they will steal it. God must direct you. And he can only direct you when you make him a partner in your money. And you partner with God through tithing. Right? Through tithing. So now, let's Malachi chapter 3. Many people don't like Malachi, but there are many things apart from tithing. When you do like Malachi, you don't like Malachi, forget about whatever. You say, the curse of poverty is destroyed by the wisdom of tithing. Tithing is God's wisdom, not man's idea. So look at what he said. He said, now, he said, you are cursed with a curse. For you have robbed me, even this whole generation. Lord, take my name out. I'm not a robber. Shake your head and say, I'm not a robber. If you are not a tither, don't say it. God has the records. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And try me, the only time God has ever sworn. Try me in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour you out for such a blessing that there may not be room enough to receive it. Don't end there. Go to 11. And I will rebuild the devourer. Now, that's the spirit that makes business go bad. That's the spirit that destroys investment. I will rebuild the devourer so that he may not destroy the fruit of your ground. Nor shall the vine fail to bear fruit for you in the field, says the Lord of hosts. 12. And all nations will call you blessed. From today, your family members will call you blessed. Listen. Nobody has stolen my money before. My money is protected. My little money. One day a bank tried it. They couldn't. I went to the bank and said, hey, somebody used ATM to remove my money from Nungwa. I don't have a father in Nungwa. I don't have a friend in Nungwa. Even enemy, I don't have one there. Check this thing. I left them. I went to the other place. Whilst I was standing in the bank, a man entered. He was my childhood friend. He saw me. He said, what are you doing, man? I said, your bank there. He said, wait a minute. The money in the bank, 25% belongs to me. He said, Bishop, don't go anywhere. I'm coming. He went straight to the manager's office. In 3 minutes, they restored all my stolen money. He told me, he said, because of you, if they mess up, they make quicker. I remove my money. That's the day I saw that money guys can shake. Managers can shake. They restore in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, since you are becoming a tither, no one will ever steal your investment anymore. And you will never invest in any scheme that is going to go down. By wisdom, God will direct you. God will direct you. Even my mobile phone has never gotten lost. This thing is true. That you don't, No. Nothing of mine get lost. heavily protected. You can try it today. You'll be arrested on your way going. Yes? I tied kunims and tunims. People are playing games. Now, when you have a baby, look at the God of the universe. He made the galaxies. You compare the earth to the sun. We look very small, infinitesimal. Look at Uti small. What is inside your brain? Now, I wish somebody give me the solar system. Give me the sun. Give me Saturn. Give me Uranus. And put the earth. You see how small we look. And then you are inside that earth in a place called Ghana, in a place called Adabraka. Oh, solar! What wisdom do you have? Titan causes money to stay with you. It stays with you. Because the thing that wastes money, I will rebuild the devourer. When I dropped my money 15 years ago, when our church used to be, I met some guy from a certain bank whose name begins with E. E. And I gave them 1,005. 16 years ago, I have forgotten the money. So recently I said, Mr. George, Charlie, I remember. He went there. They said I should sign this. I said, when I was bringing my money, I didn't sign plenty. The good news is that the money is still with them. That I'll call it. They said I should take my time. Next of kin should sign. So I told my wife, go and sign. And my wife, fetch it. He has to read every line. So she's still reading. Maybe needs her time. I don't have that time. To read what? But what I'm saying to that, even if it's 16 years ago, they told me, your money is there. Can I pray for somebody here? From today, all these bad things, you put your money here. Somebody has stolen. By the principle of Titan, your company is secure. Your finances are secure. Your personal money is secure. That you gave money to somebody, he ran away. It has never happened in my life. Because I understand that when I pay my tithe, I am entitled to financial insurance. Stop playing with your little head. Your head is too small. And I will rebuke faith. By the way, some people chop more money, but that is long time before I started tithing. They were called Peram. Peram? Many years ago, 1992. You are watching online. Oh, they are all dead. I cursed them. They are dead. So I gave them money. First month, oh, the thing flow. Next month, they increased it to about 60%. I said, oh, let me wait for some time. Kokoro, I went there. Today is my whatever. Office is locked. Toilet is locked. Bathroom is locked. After today, 1992. So now I open my Bible and I saw when I tithe, he will rebuild. He will not even lead you into places where your money. Stop playing. You see, all these people, I won't give my tithe for this. You give it to NAM. No, somebody will collect that. Why not play games? So it will go somewhere. Be a tither. I'm showing you. This is wisdom way. And he does not only protect the money, he opens the heavens over the money. This church has never been under close service. Since they were in COVID days, we tight and tight on tight. My dead general superintendent met me with doctor before in a meeting. And then he said to doctor, he said, doctor, see this your son. If we have five people like him in this organization, everything will change. He's mentioning names, you can ask them. I said, no, God's money should not be touched. Whether it is for, you use God's money to buy para, your head will increase. That's how serious I learned tithing. That's a serious. Tight on your company. You have a company, tight on the company. The first tithing Abraham paid was corporate tithing. Genesis 14, 18 and 19. Abraham gave tithes of all. Me, I tithe everything, gift, birthday, whatever, seed, whatever. I have a book. I will never stop saying it. I write it, kunims and tunims, kunims and tunims, kunims. Some of you say, tithing. Then you look at your salary, lie, lie. That's not tithe of all. Huh? Then Melchizedek, the king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. The priest of the Most High God. How many of you need to see some money in 2025? Lift your hands, don't be a hypocrite. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I command all being heavens over your life. And he blessed him and said, blessed be Abraham, Most High God, possessor of heaven. Verse 20, oh, any pastor who can explain his blessing is faking him. Blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand. And he gave him tithe. How many tithe? Read it. How many tithe? He had 318 servants. He took all his corporate tithe. You are a manager, they pay you. What about your company? Tithe on the company. So we have corporate and personal. The first tithe is corporate. Then we come to Genesis chapter 28. Jacob is traveling. His father has blessed him. And he says, Lord, if you take me and bring me back, everything you give me, I will give a tenth. So Jacob taught us personal tithe. Abraham taught us corporate tithe. Stop playing games. God doesn't need your money. Say, from today I'm going to tithe kunims and tunims. Anything. Get a book. Stop playing yeah yeah. Okay, man of God, am I supposed to tithe net or gross? I don't know. Tithe everything. You let the government take his money before you take God's money. Who do you respect? The government will not even allow the money to come to you. Take his own first. God and the government, who is taking care of you? Africa, who will be home? Be a serious tither. Teach your children. My little girl, they tithe. My wife, anytime I give them money, first thing, hey, let me take my title. Before we buy wig, we tithe. Some of you, your co-port is against you, your gas cooker is against you, your fridge is against you. The devourer is sitting everywhere, including your Omo. Omo Quran, what team? We don't start too much. You start fighting everybody. Hey! Where is my Omo? Where is the cooking oil that I put? Cooking oil? Tell your friend, sack the devourer from your house by the wisdom of God. Sack the devourer. You, some of you don't know how you can waste your money. You can get a lot, but if your expenses are more, it's finished. So God block expenses. I can tell you because I am an addicted tither. I don't play games. I don't play games. It's the security and the multiplication of your resources. That's God's wisdom. Number 5. Tithe unims and kunims. Matthew 23:23. He said to the Pharisees, you tithe even in little things. You are going to buy a shoe. When they mentioned the price, you saw that your money is not enough. Then you take your tithe, you add it to the shoe. And you wore it. No wonder any time you are going anywhere, you delay. Before you get there, the interview is over. The shoe you are wearing is the problem. Since you put this mesh on your head, pimples under your head, pimples under your head, pimples, it's a tighten hairstyle. You understand, Anna? Give your order, oh, your mission. None of your investment in 2025 will ever go bad. Number 5, engage the wisdom of seed time and harvest. Apart from tithing, practice sowing and reaping. The lady sowed 3,000, he got 40,000. Genesis 8:22. As long as the earth remained, seed time and harvest. Listen, where did I learn these things? Remember, my spiritual father, Papa Oedipo, is one of the wealthiest men of God on the planet today. He teaches me things. He rose up from a man who couldn't eat an egg on Sunday morning to the owner of 3 universities. Nobody has tried it in this life. Even white people can try. Yesterday I spoke to the son-in-law in charge of the project. He's a bishop. This building, 184,000, is going to be the biggest single roof building in the world. It will be dedicated 29 November 2025. And we all know body, we are paying everybody. It never happens. It never happens. It never happens. I pray for someone here. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I command your hope in heavens and your financial freedom. Yes. I'm not playing games. I'm not like him yet, but gradually I'm walking in the footsteps. You may not be a giant, just walk in the footsteps of them. Bam, bam, bam. One day, you will become a giant. Engage. As long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall never cease. Zechariah 8:12. And the seed shall become prosperous. So be a seed sower. Always have a seed. Always have a seed. Proverbs 11:24. This is God's wisdom. There is one who scatters and yet increase more. And there is one who will hold more than is right, but he leads to poverty. Verse 25. The generous soul will be made rich, and he who waters will also be watered himself. There is no week passes that somebody doesn't say, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Last week I went to roof a church in the north. They roofed their church, couldn't pay. Carpenter is trying to arrest the pastor. I said, no, you can't arrest the man of God, my friend. How much? 8,000. 8,000 is money. Leave the man alone. Somebody, whatever. Kingdom project. Papam. 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 Seed. 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 Eh? No one is permitted to harvest what he has not sown. Nothing multiplies until it is sown. You sow into church projects, evangelism program, the poor and the needy. Eh? Go home, open down your wardrobe. You have too many designer things. Who be a wardrobe when I need to talk? Bring it to church. Give it to somebody. Don't let your maid servant look as if they brought it from the grave. Eh? Bless the people. Give your things. You better thank God you are not the maid servant. You better thank God. Don't let something enter your brain. When God shows you mercy, show others mercy. The Bible says, blessed are the men. Now, who said you to a guy, your maid servant will be here and catch him? It's the grace and the mercy of God. Also, crowd, you are slim. God, but you, my father. Look at Kaka sitting down there. Very smart. Bring me rice. Bring it. Mercy of God. Stop saying whatever. Me, I'm this. Whatever. Me, seven. You are insulting people. Blessed are the merciful. Who wears my shoes? My guys, I move with. I don't look down on them. I'm just in a privileged position. Show mercy when God shows you mercy. Show mercy when God shows you mercy. Bless the needy. Bless the poor. Somebody is sick. Help him. Pay somebody's school fee. Carry somebody. Pay. Somebody is in need. And God has given you the means. What are you doing? Someone is in need. God gave you the means. What are you? Do you want to be in need or you want to have the means? Ask your friend for me. Do you want to be in need or you want to have the means? Ask him like, do you want to be in need or you want to have the means? How many want to have the means? And you are complaining. Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha. Bibiania. Namo testimony. Namo friend. Okay. Enche. Una be friend. Una be friend. So I'm telling you the truth. Enjoy that privileged position. Help at the level you can. He asks you for 10. You have 5. Give him the 5. It will be by force. But don't act as if it's a curse that God has blessed you. And I'm going to say, if you are, baby, I don't mean when I'm going to be raised before. Who are you going to be raised before? Stop playing games. If you have the means, there are two kinds of people. Some have need, others have the means. Me, I join those who have the means. Raise your hand as if you don't understand the message. Who want to join those who have the means? Any trouble? Today, there is no program they are doing this age. They don't want me to come. When I come, money will flow. I don't want to be a broke man. And when I go, they say, we are supporting this. My support is always there. From the river to the sea. I don't want to be in need. So share the means. Share. We are buying choir uniform. Dede, where are you? Our uniform hasn't gone. Ha! KNUS, we are buying, stand up, me and my girl. 100 choir uniform for them. Yes. The last time I went there for a cowboy in the choir, I said no. Not when I'm preaching, man, no pray me. They have a toy uniform, my mom. Hey! When you are there, they will test you. Pam! Because I used to be a member of that choir, man, mom. When I finish, I shook my head, and now I'm winning 45,000. I said to the Lord, give me the means. Give me the means. I pray for everybody here who want to be a help to people. Raise your hands. Don't need help. Be a help to people. That's how money flows. Wisdom. 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 Number six. You want to know how to prosper by the wisdom? Number six. Engage the will of honoring God's servant. Now, this one, preaching it is difficult, but it is one of the main keys. When you sow into the anointed. Deuteronomy 12:19. When God gives you an anointed pastor, he's an atheist. Life. And the Bible, they call me, hey, my son, why are you there? I say, so, thank you very much for your seed. That's what? This melon here. He said, your life will never run dry. That's all that I need. Take heed to yourself that you do not forsake the Levite as long as you live. The Levite is the pastor. So anytime God blesses you, bless the man of God. You see the things I do? You don't even know what I do. Turn your ntoma to the prophet. Galatians 6. This is a major wisdom key, but the worldly people will insult. They will say this. They will say that they are blind. Let him that is taught in all things communicate unto him that teacheth. I get money. I receive tithe. I receive prophet offering. Yeah. I drop this too. It's a connect. You see, the anointing makes difficult things easy. Hey! The woman of Zarephath gained financial freedom by giving to Elisha the prophet. 1 Kings 17, 8 to 16. The woman said, there is no food. He said, don't worry. A man of God said, hey, bring me food when I eat and I speak away. The woman was under serious threat. The prophet said, thus saith the Lord. Go to verse 13. 1 Kings 17, 13. Elijah said to her, do not fear. Go and do as you have said. But make me a little cake first and bring it to me. Afterward, make some for yourself and your son. Verse 14. Thus saith the Lord God of Israel. The bin of flour shall never be used up, nor shall the jar of oil run dry until the day God sends rain. One day I met a man of God. This man of God taught the whole world principle of prosperity. His name is called Kenneth Copeland. He's 88 years old. He has given 33 aeroplanes as a seed. Private jet, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 12, 13, 21, 33. When I was sitting down and he was talking, he brought the paper and he listed all the 33 aeroplanes. And the devil said, you are a fool. Will you give your money to this man? And the Lord said, if the river doesn't want to dry, it must connect to the sea. Ooh! I have my $5,000 in my pocket. I told them, I want to see the man of God. Listen, he's preaching, you can't see him. Beginning, I didn't say, have money. I said, I want to. You can't see him. I said, have a shit. Come back tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning, I came. Go. The man said, you know, he's not preaching today, so tomorrow. I said, don't worry, I'm ever ready. I was standing in the meeting. It's a huge auditorium, only white people, plenty ministers. Hey. So I saw the guy, I said, I came down. He said, enter here. There was a curtain. When I entered, no, there is a room there. Secret room. I saw a television. And I looked. Kenneth Copeland's prayer room. Whoa! So I'm standing there, I'm looking around. With these songs, I hear, Stand up. When he came, I said, sir, I'm from Africa, Ghana, very far. I need you to pray for me. You are too tall. He said, damn, I want somebody. Come here. So he, you know, he has three preaching coming from the altar. German tongues. You professor. Listen, I want to tell you, I'm far away from poverty. I don't do any business by this spoken word. And today I speak over somebody's life. By this impartation of grace, may you be far away from poverty. Now listen to me. This is the man that when the Americans left Afghanistan, the American government left some people there. He flew his own plane. He brought 5,000 people out for free. We are not talking about joking. I will look for him again. Because I wanted to bring him to Ghana, but a baby fool. Because he needs to come with a plane and this and this, and he's too also old. So I said, Papa, I want to do this. He's never come to Ghana before. But nobody has prospered in this kingdom without listening to Kenneth Copeland. God gave him the key. He's the one Papa Odepo learned from, Pastor Chris learned from, everybody who have seen. So I didn't learn from him, he prayed for me. You have not seen anything yet, though. Even if you came from a background of poverty, I declare over your life, money will never finish in your house, money will never finish in your account, money will never finish. Now hear me, money is a spirit. So the chief people say, Sika won tabai. Itu. Now and they two about fear. Itu about bushiam. He threw up our office. You see how the guys are shocked about the two of you. The guys. They say, you don't know what is happening. Okay, I say, you're normal economics. Normal economics. When you honor, number 7, let's close. Wisdom key. You'll never see poverty again. Go home and run through the points and advise yourself. This is going to be my lifestyle. I told that my daughter that. I said, listen, you are going to get some cheap money. He thought I was joking. And the money came, she stood on the altar. I said, since I started practicing as a lawyer 13 years ago, I've never received money. Is a spirit. We call it. We can call it. Everything responds to power. Engage the wisdom of Thanksgiving. The wisdom of what? Those who complain, they destroy their seed in the ground. So when you wake up in the morning, Sunday you are giving offering. Monday morning, don't complain. Father, I thank you for another day. The more you give thanks, you fertilize your seed. Me, I'm sowing seed every day. Me, need time to complain. Me say me seed. Engage the wisdom of Thanksgiving and pray for exponential growth. Everything responds to spirits. You were here, I told somebody who is Sakura, I said, your hair will grow in 1 week. Did it grow or not? Everything responds to spirit. Jeremiah 30 verse 9, out of them shall proceed thanksgiving. You wake up, you have one bag of rice. Instead of complaining, I'm bagging the air, somebody, shut up. You look at bag of, Father, thank you for this one bag of rice. Before it finishes, oh, Father, thank you. Somebody doesn't have. Complaining has depleted many people. Now listen, we are talking about spiritual loss. Don't complain. Give thanks. Out of them shall proceed thanksgiving. And the voice that make melody. And I will multiply them. Anytime you are giving thanks, you are fertilizing your seed. 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 If you are a sower and a complainer, you kill your seed. That's what you put fertilizer on the ground. Psalm 67 verse 5 says, now look, you are going to see it here. As for here, you say you didn't see. Psalm 67. Let the people praise thee, O Lord. And let the people praise thee. And the earth. What has praise got to do with the earth? I will give us scripture. Good. Let the people praise you, O God. Let all the people praise. Verse 6. 7. Look, 6. The earth. Singing in church affects your ground. Don't play games. The scriptures cannot be broken. The earth. What you are saying? Hallelujah. Father, I thank you. I honor you. You are in Jowulu. Or no fridge, whatever. He doesn't care. Your farm is in Ochibompeso. Father, I thank you. I give you glory. Angels. Another person is standing in East Lagos complaining. His farm is in Sogakope. Oh, whatever. Nothing is working. Nothing is working. The angels start moving from the land. Shem, 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 shem. No fertilizer. The earth shall yield her increase. Even God, our God, will bless her. The fertilizer of your seed is thanksgiving. So, then, Father, thank you. Go back to the scripture. Let me close. Eh? John 6, 11 and 13. When the people were complaining, there's no food, there's no food. John 6, 11. The Bible said Jesus took the bread. It wasn't enough. Oh. Everybody knew it wasn't enough. 5,000 people with 5 loaves of bread. He never complained. He said, Father, I thank you. The bread multiplied. 5,000 people ate. And they counted 12 extra overflow baskets. Thanksgiving never leaves you dry. Thanksgiving brings you into overflow. Overflow. Stop complaining about your car. It will leave you in the middle of the road. Spiritual loss affects everything. God has given you a wife. Every day you are complaining. Is it not wonderful that every married person thinks his wife is a problem, but the girlfriend is good? For some way, somebody that day, you know, everybody's, you know, when they are going to look for girls, say, my wife doesn't cook for me, my wife doesn't whatever. What has your girlfriend done for you? Oh, the only again in 1 month. So we need Jimmy for now. Omuntimi mi area kola, omuntimi clean house. Ade omuni mi yane fingernails, fingernails, and then church ya home. Thanksgiving and praise are wisdom fertilizers, causes seed to grow exponentially. You can't see increase without praise. Praise waters your seed planted for maximum growth. Lift your hand and shout, Father, I thank you. Something is happening in the spirit right now. I say, lift your hand and say, Father, I thank you. Say for the third time, Father! Now, mention specific things. Thank you for my job. Thank you for my this. Thank you for my investment. Wherever, thank you. Mention your children. Mention, thank him for everything. Everything you thank him about, it will increase. These 7 laws are God's method for prosperity. 4 things I have to do when I'm sowing my seed. Number 1, sow it cheerfully. Give cheerfully. If you are complaining, don't do. For God loves a cheerful giver. Number two, give him faith. Hebrews 11, 4, by faith, Abel offered unto God. You see, you know why I'm shouting like that? I believe in the things I'm saying, you know. When I say I can never be poor, I'm trying to tell you that I believe in the seed sowing. I believe in titans. I believe it. It's not bragging. I believe. If I don't believe, then I'm not sure. I say, oh, whatever. Maybe. It's not maybe. I believe. Hebrews 11, 4. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice, by which he obtained a witness that he was righteous. Now, this is where the key is. The Bible says, even though he is dead, listen carefully. Look at it. Put that scripture on the board. He being dead still speak. Now I won't have a question for you. Apostle, when you die, who remains? Your children. Your children's. What is saying that? That seed you sow by faith,
It will go beyond you and affect your next generation. You are dead, but you are still speaking. You are still speaking. Your children will never see poverty. All the students sitting at the top there, your sitter is getting finished. Lift up your hands over there. Your sitter will never finish again. You live your life in such a way that you will be blessed. Your children will be blessed. Your children's children shall be blessed. Number three. Give at all times and never stop sowing. Ecclesiastes 11 says, sow in the morning, sow in the afternoon, sow in the evening. Never stop sowing. You don't know which one. Anytime you get opportunity, sow at your level. We didn't say go and borrow money to sow. No. The scripture doesn't teach that. If a man give according to what he has, it's accepted. Somebody gave 100,000. You don't have 100,000. Give your 100 cedis. We are not in competition. Give and relax. We are not in competition. Give at your level. God will not ask you Isaac when he has not given you Isaac. Relax in the church and give at your level. Sow all the time. In the morning, sow your seed. In the evening, we hold all your hand. For you do not know which one shall prosper. Finally, give and wait expectantly. And wait expectantly. Now, I'm going to read this Bible version. It's Charles Spurgeon Bible. Charles Spurgeon was a great theologian. As I said, where was Spurgeon? England. Great theologian. He wrote a Bible, and it's such a sweet translation. So, but put it on the board. He said, be silent before the Lord and wait expectantly for him. Do not be agitated by one who prospers in his way and by the person who carries out evil plans. Somebody driving his car, he stole money to buy. When you see your temperature is running high, be cool. Verse 8. Refrain from anger and give up your rage. Do not be agitated. It can bring you harm. When you sow, you go, you are talking. There's no need. Verse 9. For evildoers will be destroyed, but those who put their hope in the Lord will inherit the land. Those who put their hope in the Lord. Verse 10. A little while, the wicked person will be no more. Though you look for him, he will not be there. Verse 11. But the humble will inherit the land and will enjoy abundant prosperity. Somebody shout, abundant prosperity. Tell your friend, wait patiently for your harvest. Wait patiently for your harvest. Lift your hands to the Lord and thank him for the message that you have heard. I don't know what you have learned, but I came to teach you. This is God's wisdom way to prosper people. You'll be financially free if you follow these methods. Financial freedom. Financial freedom. Financial freedom. Financial freedom. Open your mouth. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Everybody on your feet. On your feet. Now, I told you when you are coming to this service, bring anything that represents your money. It can be some money you have written on paper, checkbook, ATM, car key, something. If you have anything here that represents your resources, lift it up. Let me pray, prophesy over it. I also told you to write your vision. Your vision for this year. What God has told you to do. Lift the two of them up together. Oh, shaka toske pele ketebe. Oh, rabababababa. Power and might belongs to our God. Lift it up. Forever and ever. Stand up. I don't know why you are still sitting. Power and put in your vision. If you are in depth, lift it up. Right in depth and lift it up. Lift your vision up.
anything representing your finances. With your big guy, you have written in your paper. Your school fee. Your bill. Lift it up. Everybody wave it, wave it, the point of contact up, wave that point of contact. We don't stand here. Vision requires money. So if you have a vision, the Lord has told you to build something, to start a company, to start something, lift it up. And then those of you who also brought anything representing your finances, that was the instruction that was given. Lift it up. No matter how much you need, God can meet all needs. Say this after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I submit all my bills under your authority. I declare by heaven's resources, all my financial needs are met in 2025. Supernaturally. In the name of Jesus. Now begin to pray. Begin to pray about that thing that you are holding. Pray and prophesy. Speak to the bear, speak to it. You mountain, you are not a mountain.
It shall prosper in the name of Jesus.
There is a project ahead of you. Speak over it.
I declare favor in the name of Jesus.
You have the power.
A thousandfold, a hundredfold in the name of Jesus.
Speak over that project.
I decree increase. I decree advance in the name of Jesus.
I submit this before you.
Above only and never below.
I receive all the money
in the name of Jesus. My eyes are
as I walk in the
court. In the name of Jesus.
Oh, yes.
I am prepared to.
In the mighty name of
Jesus, I receive the grace to the diligence in the name of Jesus.
Father, you said today is declared financial freedom day. Everyone going through financial stress, give them rest. Give them rest. Anyone with some unpaid bill, giving them sleepless night by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I declare the bill settled, 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 settled in the name of Jesus. I pray over everybody's vision. Nothing is too difficult for you. I bring your wisdom to bear. Show us the way. Give us the secret. Lead everyone and show us what to do. You are the God of all flesh. The silver and the gold belongs to you. Everyone in financial bondage, I declare them free. I declare them free. I declare them free. Anyone owing, I declare your debt cancel, cancel, cancel. Anyone that needs some capital to start something, from today till the next Sunday, I declare release, 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 release.
everyone with a building plan, a project plan, a school plan, whatever plan they have, I declare in the name of Jesus, it is done! It is done! It is done! It is done! Let this week be a week of financial favor. Let money begin to find your people. Let money begin to find your people. Let money begin to find your people. I rebuke every devourer eating people's finances. I pray and I impart the wisdom from above. The wisdom from above. Receive wisdom. Receive wisdom. Receive wisdom. Receive wisdom. You say wisdom is a gift. No one will walk in financial illiteracy and foolishness. I declare no more financial stress on any life. I declare your financial freedom in the name of Jesus. I open doors from strange places for you. Everything that has to do with money, you go through it with ease. I pray for commitment to wisdom keys. Let everyone be committed to tithe, to giving, to seeing you as the source. Be addicted to thanksgiving. Everything you have taught us today, wisdom never fails. By wisdom, a house is built. By wisdom, king rules. Let every holy healer walk in divine wisdom. In the name of Jesus. Deliver us from crookedness and crooked methods that destroy destinies. I declare everyone will be rich with the riches of heaven. I declare you blessed by this wisdom from above. Your children will not go through stress. Your children will be blessed after you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let every wise Melania shout, amen. Shake your friend and say, you are walking in the wisdom of God. Oh, take your seat and clap your hands. Our time is up. Take your offering. Take your offering very quickly. Today we have a special meeting with all the service departments at 1 p.m. It's an emergency meeting. Protocol, ushers, Aquaba Ladies Car Park, and CTT. These are the group. Protocol, ushers, Aquaba Ladies Car Park, and CTT. And then sanctuary keepers. All pastors, we have school of ministry today at 6. Please don't come late. Don't come late. At 6, there is something we want to do. When you are coming, come with your pen and paper. There is something we are going to analyze at that meeting. Lift up your prophetic seed. You are not throwing away the seed. God does not eat seed. He multiplies. As long as the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not pass away. Father, thank you. Ushers, run. Run. That's it. See the way he loved me. See the way he cared for me. Your mother will be my mother. Oh. You want to keep online? Momo. Is he whatever? Paper. No, so we know how to. Ushers, can we run? Run. Our time is up. Run. Ushers, run. Run. Our time has overpassed. I'm increasing my wealth by singing. Because of Jesus Christ. Father, bless. Go, go. If you steal offering, you are stealing the suffering of people. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message from Dr. Kwadwo Boateng-Mpempa. We believe your needs were met, and every word will keep you in closer fellowship with the Holy Spirit.
We believe you've been blessed by the sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 26767 6055 +233 26767 6055 or send an email to info@godswordforus.com info@godswordforus.com.